If That Ain't Country with Western Red.
I'm Western Red, and I reckon that song would have sounded great on a jukebox back in the year 1974, or if you had a wife or somebody in your life who enjoyed to dance, maybe you were cutting up a rug on the dance floor when that one was playing live from Mel Tillis and his Stateside, as if you were lucky enough to see him. That one was from 74, from Mel Tillis and our feature album on the program this week. The album's called Stomp Them Grapes, and that song was Scarlet Wings. We've got some more solid honky-tonk gold from Mel a little bit later on in the program, a double shot, in fact, something to look forward to. And we've got some Hank Thompson in our country covers just around the corner. But right now on If That Ain't Country, forgive me, I know it's nowhere near Christmas time. We really are almost in the middle of the year, in fact, but here's one that I was driving around to the other day. It came on shuffle on the iPod, and it was just one of those songs that made me pull over and have to listen to it again. Sure enough, I got a big old lump in my throat, and this one's from a Colorado singer-songwriter by the name of Chuck Cusimano. He says that Western swing is his specialty, but this one's a good old-fashioned tearjerker. And the first time I heard it, I knew I had to include it in this week's program. I reckon Red Sovine and Teddy Bear would have been proud of this one. It's called $10 Toy. Let me know what you think.
I was down on my luck and broke. Had no money, or not much. And a sign in a big store window caught my eye. It said, "Help wanted, inquire within." So I dusted off my clothes and walked inside this big department store to apply. The man said, "I guess you'll do, come with me." And I followed him to the back. He handed me a satchel and said, "You start at 4. A red suit, trimmed in white, complete with black boots and red hat, and a fake beard and a wide black belt is what I wore. I sat down and little children climbed up on my knee. They were lined up and anxious for their turn to come, to tell Santa what they wanted. Oh, they were happy as could be, and there were smiles all around for everyone. A small child of maybe 9 or 10, and dressed in ragged clothes, he needed coaxing to set on Santa's knee. He said, "Sir, I'd like to ask you, please, for just one $10 toy. It's for my sister, sir, it's not for me." He said, "Santa, the social services, well, they make us live apart. My sister lives a long ways from here, and Mom said Daddy moved away, but I know that he's in jail." In the corner of my eye, I felt a tear. See, my daddy did something bad, and now my mama drinks. I live mostly on the street when she's that way. My sister's in an orphanage 100 miles from here. Can you take her a present Christmas Day?" I asked him for her name and address and wrote myself a note. And I promised him she would get her toy. Before he left, he hugged my neck and said, "Thank you, Santa, sir." My heart was breaking for this little boy. I worked that whole week, and I took my check, and I spent it all on toys. And I rode the bus 100 miles to that little girl's town. I left the toys on the front steps and rang the bell, and I left. I walked back to the bus station before they could be found. And that's the day that I stopped drinking. 20 years ago. And I owe it all to that little ragamuffin boy. I know where my children are now. They've grown up and they've made me proud. And I've got a richer life, all because of a $10 toy.
If That Ain't Country with Western Red.